Daf is Daf Samach. So we got to the very bottom of Nun Tesam Rebeis, the last three lines, Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Ulatame de Rav, according to Rav's reasoning, yesterday we learned that Rav said when a person says, Me'achshav, L'achar Shloshim Yom, he wasn't sure if L'achar Shloshim Yom was just a Tanai, it really takes place now, but too long as later, sometime down the line, you complete the Tanai, but it's really Me'achshav. Or maybe L'achar Shloshim Yom was a Chazara. He retracted, and really, Me'achshav means nothing anymore. It's only L'achar Shloshim Yom is when the Kedushin takes place. So according to his reasoning, Abaye says, L'tamei d'Rav, Rav goes L'shitaso, or may not L'shitaso, but there's a brisa that's in support of him, which is as follows. Ba'echad v'amar la'hariyat mekudash shli Me'achshav L'achar Shloshim Yom. Somebody goes over to a woman and says this, Achshav, and after 30 days, and then then another guy comes and says, no, marry me from now until 20 days, which of course is before the 30-day marker. And then the other guy says, no, marry me from now until 10 days. So now you have three people saying me'achshav, and there's three people saying, you know, however many days. So one's after 10 days, one's after 20 days, one's after 30 days. So what's the halacha here? So Ariyah Mekudesh is Li Me'achshav L'Achar Asar Yom. Fine, we did that already. So Me'rishon O'Me'achron Tshicha Get. Me'amtsoy Eino Tshicha Get. You need from the first guy a get, and from the last guy a get, but not the middle guy. Means what? Because if we hold Me'achshav is really the Iker, so the first guy who came along, who said Me'achshav, he's the one who's married. That's if we say that the L'Achar, however many days, is simply a Tanai. But if you say L'Achar is really a Chazara, so Me'achshav is now wiped out, so now, it's the guy who says 10 days is before the guy who says 20 days and 30 days, even though the guy who says 10 days came last, but his kedushin takes effect first. So that's the suffix you need from the last and the first guy, but not the middle guy. The middle guy has no way of being possibly married to her. So the Gemara says, Mimanashach. And then what we just explained, E Tanai Havi, if it's a Tanai, so really Me'achshav is the Iker, so the Kama Kedusha, the first guy's marriage is a marriage, the Hanach, the other ones are Lav Kedusha. If the L'Achar is really a Chazara, it erases the statement of Me'achshav. So then it's the Debasra, the last guy who says 10 days, he's going to be Kedusha, and the Dehanach, the other one's Lav Kedusha. Gemara says Pshita, it's a very obvious statement. What's the need to calculate all this? We could have done that on our own. Gemara says, Mal, the same, but what would you have thought? Hai Lishna Mashma Tanayu Mashma Chazara. V'tibai get me kol chad v'chad. Maybe when you say me'achshav l'achar, however many days, that really means both of them. It's a quasi-tanai, quasi-chazara. So then, maybe all of them will take effect. The 10 guy, the 20 guy, and the 30 guy. As opposed to saying, no, it's one of them, I just don't know which one it is. The suggestion maybe really means both at the same time. And we have such an idea like that. The Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah talks about what does it mean, a shvarim versus a chua. What does a chua mean? Is chua what we call a chua, two, nine times? Or is shvarim really, or is it really a shvarim, which is three longer times? So the Gemara says, in a certain location, certainly they would do both. They weren't sure. So says Rabbi Nechananel there, he says, no, that's another tzad. Another tzad is it really means both them. The definition of true is a shvarim true together, both together. So here too also, maybe this la'achar shloshim yom, la'achar esar yomim, really means it's both somehow a chazara and a tanai, somehow a combination of the two.
I think it's saying more like it could be either. And since it could be either, then therefore for the one guy it could have been chazara, for the other guy it could have been achshav,
uh-huh.
And therefore could have staggered in any way.
Uh-huh. That's as opposed to it being both at the same time. That actually makes more sense. That's what Rashi says, right? Okay, very good. So it's not that both mean the same, both at the same time. They're interchangeable. The definitions are can be used, and depending on what the intent was. We don't know what the intent was, so that therefore each one has a suffix. So it could be the first guy really meant it was a chazara, so he really meant after 30 days. But the middle guy really meant it me'achshav, it was only a tanai, so the second guy ends up being married before the other guys. Okay. So Gemara says, that's why we have to teach you, Kamashimlan, that this brisa holds, that no, it's a suffix, it's a decision. It's either Tanai for all them or Tachazar for all them, we just don't know which one it is.
But actually the question is a good question, it's not answering. Really could be that one of the first guy meant it as a Chazar and the second one didn't. I was thinking it's a very
right, so what is the Kamashimlan here? What we're telling us, look at Rashi. Do you look at that Rashi, Hai Lishna Mashma? We're not going to read through the whole thing, but let's jump downwards. It's Kamash Malan. It's around 10 narrow lines down in Rashi. It's not bold, but it's the last three letters of the line. It says Kuf Mem Lamed Kamash Malan.
Yeah.
Let's see what he explains. Kamashman de lav tervayu mishtamay minu. They don't. It doesn't mean both definitions. Ela safik tanai safik chazara. It's really a com. It's a safik of which one it is. V'tana have l'chul have tanai. Vein lashin chazara klal. V'chazara have lo have bei lishin tanai klal. So he's not answering your question. In essence, he's saying there's an objective definition of the word.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I think that when somebody says that phrase, we take it as a definition.
Regardless of what they had in mind.
What the guy had in mind.
Okay. Gemara now says, Ula Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Afil Mea Tofsimba. He argues. He says, no, even if it's 100 guys, all 100 guys who do this, marry me after 100 days. The next guy says, marry me after 99 days, 98 days, and so on. All 100 of them is considered suffic married to this lady, and they all have to give her a get. We don't just say the first guy and the last guy. So according to him, according to Ula, it's more like what we're, the Habamina. The Habamina is, it can mean both. And we don't know the intent of each individual. One guy can mean Chazara, another guy can mean Tanai. So therefore, each of these 100 people have to give a get. As opposed to what we said earlier, that no, it means one thing. It either means all Tanai, or it means all Chazara. We just don't know which one it is. Ula says, no, for each individual, it's a suffix, whether it's Tanai, Chazara, and it all depends on intent. V'chein Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Mea Tofsimba. Same idea. So Amar Le Rav Misharshad Bered Rav Ami, he says, Le Rav Asi, Asvar Lecha Taimad Rabbi Yochanan, I'll explain to you the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan. Shavanafshe, Kisharga De Livne, De Chochad V'chad Ravcha L'chavri Shavak. She makes herself into a brick that it leaves space for each individual. So when you build a house of bricks, you don't build them one brick on top of the next brick, because then you just push it all, falls over. You build it, and the next one goes a little bit over, it's resting, and then it all rests on each other. So the same idea that when she got married, she left some space for someone else to come get engaged to her. And she left all the space, so there's room for it all to be chal. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says, you see, the shavu nafshe kishraga delivne. Rashi explains how Masada Levenim Virachav Kulan Shava. If you lie bricks on top of each other, all the same width, right, one on top of the next, Aina Masada Mamish Zualzu. Dim Kane, Hare Shur Hachitona Nofelas Vachavartachra, everything's gonna just fall over. They're not resting on each other. Ella Masada Tchila Zuetozu, you first place them next to each other. One line, one row. Bechozer Masada Le Shurachars, then you place the next row, but Venosna Chitona Mishucha Lachutz, but you move it, shift the top row a little bit over. So this way, as we know, that each brick is lying on two below it. That's the image we're trying to draw. So Hachanami, bring it back to our case now. So each man who came along, the first guy says, marry me now after 100 days. So the guy comes along, okay, that means I could get married to her within the 99 days, and the next guy within the 98 days. So it all becomes, there's room for each additional man to marry her, and therefore all 100 are going to be tofes to some extent on this woman in terms of kedushim, and that's why they all require to give a get to her.
I was wondering, Tosos's kasha, yes, the second half of Tosos.
From where? Let's see.
Halfway from Afilu Mea Tofsimba. You said in that if a woman says half of me is Mekudesh,
right,
not hopeless.
But what is, remind me, what is the Mahaksha?
He says, get to me married now, but after 30 days. So that's what he says to her. So what does it mean, but after 30 days? Does that mean, forget it, I don't want the now. When I said but, I erased the Mahaksha, I only want to take effect after 30 days. Or no, I want it to be now, but there's a Tanai, for whatever reason, it won't complete until after 30 days, but right now is when everything begins. So that's the whole suffix here.
His answer is, it makes sense because he's really not, it's not part of the goof. It's just that he's leaving a space in the time, not in the goof.
Exactly, right. So let's see.
He can't say the goof, right? It doesn't work. Right.
Meaning for a certain period of time, she is
exclusive to one person. She's exclusive to different individuals for a certain time. Okay.
She has one guy per day for 100 days.
Right. Okay, so the Gemara Masir Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina asks, "Mehayom ulachar misa, if you say from today until after I die, he wants to give a get, and he says, "Mehayom ulachar misa." If he says, "Get mehayom," so it's a good get. If he says, "Get lachar misa," we know ain't get lachar misa, it doesn't work. But let's say he uses the combination "Mehayom ulachar misa." So what does he mean now? He's trying to say, "I want to stay married to her, but I want her. I don't want her, me to die, and then her to be fall to a yavam. I want her to be divorced before she falls to yavam." So I say mehayom mehachamisa. So what I'm trying to say is lachamisa, it will be lemafreya mehayom. That's what he's trying to accomplish. So the lach is get, you know, get. This is a partial get. So she's partially divorced, partially not divorced. Vimes, so if he dies, choletis is permitted. Velo misev emes. Since she's maybe divorced, is it possible that she's divorced? So she can't do yibum now. She can't marry her brother-in-law anymore. So we don't allow for yibum, but we require chalitza because maybe she's really not divorced and she's zokuk to this brother-in-law. So he has to do chalitza to permit her to marry anybody else. So it's a suffik. So the Gemara says, Rav Chanina explains, Bishma l'Rav, this all makes sense according to Rav. Messiah Le, this supports him, because he holds this Lashon of Me'achshav L'Acher something. Hay Me'ayom L'Acher Misa, that's all a Lashon of Safek. We don't know if the L'Acher part is a Tanai or a Chazara. So the same idea, the same structure. So this is a Safek, and Get, you know, Get, this supports Rav. The Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Nami, Hamani, Rabbanhi, Va'anan, if you remember from yesterday's daf, Shmuel thought this was Machlokes, Tanakama versus Rebbe. So Shmuel also, even though Shmuel personally holds like Rebbe, that this is viewed as a Chazara, he does acknowledge that there is an opinion of the Rabbanim who view this as a Suffolk. So the Rabbanim are the ones who learned this, they authored this Brisa. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Shira Havei. So if he holds that there's a Shira, there's something left over, so when a person tries to do Kedushin, so Rabbi Yochanan thinks, so since she said after 100 days, there's a room for another Kedushin to be Chal within the 100 days. So that he allows all these 100 men to marry her, one per day. But now when you turn that over to the world of Gittin, Kol Gitta de Mishayar Bev Lo Klumhu. Whenever there's something left over by Gittin, it doesn't work. Because the halacha is, the pasuk says, Davar Karis, it has to be Davar Kris, it has to be complete severance of ties between the two of them. There can't be any room, any ability of there's some connection, not a full connection. Meaning we're saying, either it's a full divorce, it's not a full divorce. You have no in-betweens, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So can't, there's also a concept of get, ve'no, get. So how is Rabbi Yochanan going to understand this brisa here, that's a get, ve'no, get? So the Gemara explains, it should be Yivuma Yavim. Since it's a only partial get, that means it shouldn't be a get at all, and she should still be married to her husband. And when her husband dies, now she's zakuk to the brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law should be able to perform yibum and not have to do chalitza. So Gemara says no. Amar Rava, Rava comes to explain. Get lahotzi, umisa lahotzi. Get and misa are both ways to end a relationship. We discussed something in the beginning of the sech there, about how Kedushin works. Is Kedushin viewed as a matir, like Gittin is a matir? So is Misa also a matir? Or is Misa simply a mitzias that the husband's dead? Not because the Misa Misa served as a matir. What's the nafkamina? So he quoted what?
Guy.
A guy. Whether the guy has an option?
Misa's a bow works by a guy.
Works by a guy. Maybe we discuss it a little bit. But the nafkamina that Rav Chanan Wasserman brings there, quotes from the Shumash Hadeshim, that if a husband disappears, like Eliyahu Navi, he disappears. So what's the status of Eliyahu Navi's wife? So he didn't die, but with Matthias, he's dead. Matthias, there's no Maisa Misa. So if you need a Maisa Misa, like a Maisa Get, so then that she's still married. There's no Maisa. If Misa is not connected to Get at all, Misa is simply the Matthias, he's not around. So, no, not Aguna, not, he's not. Eliyahu Mamish wasn't around anymore, so, in the world.
There's only one, but everything else like it.
Well, no, so he says, if you're going to say, what's a Shaila? Yeah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Zocha to also be like Eliyahu Navi. He never died. So it's possible someone could reach the level of that and then also not die. Mm-hmm. So if a husband is such a level, he just disappears and turns into a Malach, what's the status of the wife?
Who? What's like Eliyahu?
Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Gemara says.
Tana?
Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, now, fine, let's go weiter. So the Gemara says, so both a Get is Lahotzi and a Mis is Lahotzi. They both end the relationship. So what does that mean? So Masha Shaya Get, Gemarsa Misa. So you're right. Regularly, normally the Get is leaves over something. It wouldn't work if it's a partial Get. But exactly, the Misa completes it. It finishes the line.
No, nothing left over.
No
questions.
Right.
With the Hekesh, the Hotzi, what's the passage that says?
Yatva Haisa.
Right, so shouldn't we say that if it doesn't work in Get, it should also work, we shouldn't work in Kiddushin?
So this is, the Yatva Haisa Gzereshav is a very complicated one.
Unclear how
that's the big machlokas, how far you're willing to extend it. So it could go on, the conversation could go on forever. There's so many differences between Gittin and Kedushin.
Right,
when do you apply, when you don't apply? That's a huge machlokas, Rishonim. You could ask the question, I don't have an answer for you, but they all ask the questions every single time. Of Yatzav Haisa, so how do you deal with it? So I don't know the answers though. Okay, so either way, that's what he says. You're right, it's the get is lacking something, but once the husband dies, that completes the get. So now in tandem, Get and Misa are working together to permit her. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan would explain this. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amalei Abaye says to Rava, Midami, are these cases similar? Get Motsia Mirishas Yavam, Misa Mechneses Lerishas Yavam. They work very differently. Get removes her from the obligations to her husband. If she's divorced, then she's not obligated. If her ex-husband dies, she's not at all zakuk to the brother-in-law. But the Misa, when the husband dies, it actually brings her, it pushes her into the Rishus of the Yavam. So they work very differently. You're right, they're both, generally speaking, in a regular case, if there are no brother-in-laws and there are children, either one, so then they'll release her, she'll be single now. But given the case where she has no children, so they work very differently. One's pushing her into the Rishus of the Yavam, one's removing her from the Rishus of the Yavam. Not a good comparison. You can't equate, you can't say they're on the same line here. Ella Amar Abaye says as follows. Hasim over there, my time am I. What was the reason why we said Chalitza Vini Yisav Emes? So Mark says, Mishum Mehayom, Imesi Hareza Get. Because the person says, today, if I die, it will be a get. So what's going on here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says around five narrow lines up. Imesi. You use the language of imesi, if I die, that's certainly a tenai, and it takes effect right now, that for sure you need a get. So they said, so too, in the case of mehayom lacharmisa, if we were saying, you really don't need a get in that case, because you left over some room. But the concern is, if you don't require a get in that case, people might say, in the case of mehayom, in Macy, you won't need to get either because they're very similar cases and the Amharits won't know the difference. So he said, you need to get in the case of Mehayom and Mimisa Mikardin. And the case of Mehayom Ulacha Misa, we require one just as a Gzera. V'nigzer Mehayom in Macy, the Tachlitz, Ati Mehayom Lacha Misa. So now they said, wait a second. If Mehayom, if it's really, Mehayom really works as a get right now and she's really single, we should require Chalitza in that case. Because of the case of Mayom Lachamisa, where we do require Chalitza, you should require a Gzeira in the other direction. You hear that? That jumping back and forth? So the Gemara says, Imata Omer Chaletes Misav Emes Hachanami.
That's only the old.
In second here. But Imata Omer Chaletes Misav Emes Hachanami Imata Omer Chaletes Misav Emes Tisyabim. Veimakachlum Chashash Derbanu. Let's see.
That's the answer.
Let's see again. Let's read the Rashi here. The Rashi says, "Imata matzricha chalitza asanam liyivuma," because in the case of the mehayom imesi, if you require chalitza there, you're going to lead to misavemes. It's going to if chalitza is permitted, maybe that's going to allow for a yibum. Now that's awesome because really it's a good get, and you have no shayachas to the brother-in-law at all. So if you allow chalitza, that might lead to a yibum, which would be an iser of erva. So Gemara says, so back to our case now. Hachanami then. In the case of now, Mehayom Lachamisa, where we really say that you don't require a get there. So we just require a get because of the confusion of the case of Mehayom Imesi. So there we're going to say, if you allow for Chalitza, won't that also lead to Yibam? So we're going to say, okay, fine, great. Let there be Yibam. Because really, she's not divorced in the first place. So allow them to get, if they have, we advise them not to, we only allow for chalitza. If it turns out that they do yibum, in Echanami, it was only chashash derabanan, and therefore nothing really went wrong. Okay, a little bit of a confusing end there with all the different gzeras.
No, it's just.
Got it?
Okay,
beautiful.
It's just interesting that that we don't let her do yibum, which is midaraisa for chashash, no?
No, because the risk is greater than the reward here. Because performing Yibum, it's a mitzvah.
Can the Chacham do that?
Yeah, because they're not being Oker a mitzvah, you're still doing the mitzvah of Chalitza. So you're still, not every case is going to do a Yibum.
Right.
They're just still limiting your options. Okay, the new Mishnah says, Ha'omer Li'isha, a person says to a woman, Ha'ra'at Mekudeshes Li'am Nasha Tein Lecham Asayim Zuz, I'm going to marry you on condition that I give you $200. Ha'ra'at Mekudeshes, it's a good condition, V'hu Yitein, so long as he gives the money to her. Or if he says, I'm going to pay you within the next 30 days. If he gives her the money within 30 days, it's a good kedushim. But if it's not paid until after, it's not a good kedushim. He did not fulfill his tonight. If he says to her, "Al menashe yesh lo masayim zuz," I have $200. I'm not giving it to you, but I just have that in my bank. I raise him mikudesh. That's a good kedushin. V'yesh lo, so long as he has in the bank. Al menashe arecha masayim zuz. So long as I show you $200, I raise him mikudesh. It's a good kedushin. But v'yira Allah. But he has to show it to her. V'mhira al shulchan ain mikudesh. But if he shows it to her on a table, it's not going to be a good kedushin.
So in which way you want to show it to her?
No, sorry.
It's a shulchan.
Oh, sure. In Hara,
meaning that he took her to Shulchani and said, "Listen, here is the money."
Right, that's what Rashi said. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "In Hara lo al Shulchan einu mekudeshes." This is six lines up from the bottom. V'hachi perusho. The explanation is, "Im haya Shulchani, if it's a money changer, v'hara lo maos," and he shows her money, "shein and shelo." Oh, look at my table. Here's $200, but it's not his. Halachas einu mekudeshes. She wants to see his own money, not somebody else's money. Okay, so these are different conditions that people might build in to their kedushin. So Gemara says, "Itmar." The statement goes as follows: Rav Huna Amar v'hu yitain. Rav Yehuda Amar l'chshe yitain. Rav Huna says the kedushin takes effect now. At some point, as long as later on he gives money, the kedushin's chal. And but if, let's say, he never gives money and he ends up dying, so l'mafreya, the entire kedushin was batal. But he has to give at some point. But the kedushin is chal now. You don't have to wait for the tanai to be met for the kedushin to be chal. But Rav Yehuda says, no, the kedushin only works lich sheyitain. When he gives the money in 3 months from now, that's the moment the kedushin's chal.
Show me the money.
So Gemara says, Rav Huna amar v'hu yitain tanai have. So he thinks that the word v'hu yitain is simply a tanai, it's a condition. Mekayim tanai v'azel. He fulfills the tanai and then that's it. Rav Yehuda amar lich sheyitain. Only when you give the money is the kedushin chal. Lich yahiv have a kedushin. When you give the money, that's when the kedushin is. Hashemir lo have a kedushin, but right now it's not a kedushin until you've fulfilled the tanai. So that's the machlokas of Huna Rav Yehuda. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two? Benayu, the difference is shepashta yada, she extends her hand, the kabla kedushin miacha, and she accepts kedushin from somebody else. Rav Huna lo have a kedushin. According to Rav Huna, it's not a good kedushin with the second guy because he thinks that the kedushin is chal right now, and whenever you give yiten, the yiten is fulfilling the tanai, the kedushin is chal right now. But according to the Rav Yehuda, have a kedusha, it's a kedushin with the second guy because he doesn't hold its kedushin until the money is actually given to her. Okay.
Rav Huna, it's not a kedusha provided the guy ultimately gave it. If he didn't give it, we said that it's his initial kedushin isn't chal.
Right. So if, let's say, Rishon end up dying, so then Mafreya wasn't good, and then the second guy's kedushin would be a good kedushin, right?
It's interesting because we learned a few weeks ago. I didn't understand it. Now I understand it. It says al menat she bal kore. It says and there was kore shlosh apsukim vehi mekudeshet.
We had to do it right there.
So that's according. I didn't understand why because you would have said that she's mekudeshet from the beginning and only when he reads it, he's just doing that night. But it seems that he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda that it's
when he reads it.
Right. Because the Mishnah doesn't make it. It doesn't. The Mishnah specifically says that only when he reads it, she becomes mekudeshet.
Al menat shani tzad, he doesn't do anything.
Okay.
It works.
Okay. Like Marnell says, Tananami, we also have a Mishnah. Gavei Gittin, the same idea. Ki Agavin, a very similar structure. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer li'isha reze kitecha menashe titni li'masayim zuz. Here's your get as long as you pay me money. I want you to pay me. If you want to get divorced, you want to be single, pay me money. I raise them mikureshes. That's a good kedushin. V'hu yitain. He titain, rather, and she gives the money. Itmar, so on this Mishnah, we have the Machlokas, Rav Huna Amar Vihi Titen, so long as she gives, but the get is chal right now. And Rav Huda Amar Lich Shititen, when she gives, that's when the get is chal. So Rav Huna Amar Vihi Titen, Tanai Havi, that's simply a condition. Mekaima Tanai Vazla, she's Mekaima Tanai, and then it keeps going on. But Rav Huda Amar Lich Shititen, Lich Yavle, when she gives the money to him, Havi Gita. However, Hashemilo Havi Gita, but right now the get isn't chal. So that's the same exact, the parallel Machlokas from Kedushin to Gidin. So the Gemara says, "Benayu, what's the difference? What's an afkamina between the two when it comes to Gidin? Ikan Benayu, the difference is shenis niskareya haget. If the get gets torn before she gives the money, oshavador, it gets lost before she gives the money. The Rav Huna have a get. It's a good get because it was chal already the moment you gave it her the get. But Rav Huda lo have a get. It's only when she gives the money. And when she gives the money, since the get is not available, it's not a good get. The tzricha, you need both these halachas, both these machlokasim in the world of kedushin and in the world of Gidin. Why?" Di Ashmin, and if we only talk Gavi Kiddushin, Bahakama Rav Huna, that's where Rav Huna says that it's a good Kiddushin right now, immediately, Mishim Dila Krovakasi, because he's trying to draw her in closer, so Me'achshav, it's ready Chal. About Gerishin Dila Rechaka Kasi, where he's trying to distance her, Ema Modi Leila Rav Yehuda, maybe he'll agree to Rav Yehuda that we should view everything as being extended, trying to push off the divorce, and maybe it won't be Chal until the money is actually transferred. And the opposite, v'yitmar b'hach, if we had the case of Gittin only, b'hach kamar Rav Huna only, maybe that's where Rav Huna says, mishum de'ihu l'kasav lay l'mitva, because he's not embarrassed to ask for the money from her. They're divorcing each other, so he'll continue to ask for the money. So we know the condition will be met eventually, because he'll continue to press her for the money. Aval hacha de'ihi kasifah lay l'mitva, but here where she's embarrassed to ask the money, ema modi lay Rav Yehuda, maybe he'll agree to Rav Yehuda, let's say she never gets the money. So if she never asks for money and never gets the money, that means the Kedushin was never a good Kedushin. So maybe here we should say, you know what? The Kedushin doesn't work until she actually receives the money. To tell us that even in this case, even though she might be embarrassed to ask for the money, Rav Huna still agrees that Kedushin's chal now, and eventually when she gives the money, that just simply, when she receives the money, that's when she the tenai will be met. But it is chal from right now. Okay, the Gemara now says, Mesive. He says to his wife, ex-wife-to-be, this is your get on condition that you give me $200. Even though that the get might be ripped or it lost by the time you give me the money, it's still good getting. Sounds like Rav Huna. And you can't marry anybody else until it's given. So it sounds a little strange here. Because if it's really like Rav Huna, she should be able to get married right now, after today. So it seems to be a steer there. V'od, moreover, Tanya, the Brisa tells us, Amar La, he says to his wife, Hareza Gitech Amnas Shetitni Masayim Zuz, Umeis, and he dies. Nasna in Tukukuli Avam, if he gives the money, in Tukukuli Avam, she gives the money, so that means she's divorced, and when the ex-husband dies, she's not zakuk to the yavam at all. So if she doesn't give the money to him, that means there wasn't a get, and zakuk al yavam, so that means she was still married, and when the husband dies, she now is stuck with the yavam. And comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, no sense la'achiv, o la'aviv, o lechem nekrovim. No, she could still get out, even after the husband has died, she could give money to one of his yorshim, and that would be sufficient to release her and the get to be chal. So Gemara explains, so ad kan lo pligi, up until now they're not arguing, elo de mar savra li, velo li yorshi, mar savra fi lo yorshi. So one holds when the husband says, pay me money, it means the Tanakam thinks to me and to nobody else. If I die and you don't pay me the money, you don't get a divorce. But Rashbag holds no when he says me or to my family. So that's why Rashbag allows even to pay after death to one of his yorshim. So Gemara says, Duchli Amma Miha, Tanai Havi. But everybody agrees here that it serves as simply a Tanai. So it's a Tiyufta de Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda felt that it wasn't a Tanai. It's only Lichashatite, and only when he gives the money or when she gives the money. But these two brises seem to indicate that it's a Tanai, and the Gittin takes effect right now. I guess my question was, it wasn't being addressed by the Gemara here in the first brisa.
Right, because the point about she shouldn't get married to somebody else until he gives it is because even according to Rav Huna, he has to ultimately give it. If he doesn't ultimately give it,
right,
they weren't divorced from Afraid.
Just a safeguard. I mean, if she were to get married, it would be an effective marriage.
If she were to get married, and he gives and it, then someone else were to someone else, and then he ultimately gives the money.
It worked.
Then it worked. Right. But if he doesn't ultimately give the money,
she says a chashan, she say don't get married. It's not saying it doesn't work. It's more
it doesn't work because she never fulfilled the tenai.
Let's say he gets married. She gets married to somebody else, and then the initial ex-husband pays the money later on. So that kedusha sheni was a good kedusha.
Should be. Well, that's what we discussed before when it said it was a ikabenahi, when we said it was a nafkamina.
Right. No, but
says it's good. Rav Huna thinks it's good.
No, but the thing is that when the get gets lost, it doesn't mean that, it's just saying that the get, that it's not affected as long as she gives the money. But if she doesn't give the money, the get that got lost is not a get at all.
No, I agree. So what I'm saying here, though, is that, let's say the husband gives the wife a get when you pay me $200.
Right.
So Rav Huna thinks it's chal right now.
Correct.
Even though $200 haven't been given.
Right.
So she's allowed to, in theory, accept a kedushin from somebody else. And when the husband gives the money, there's a good kedushin. So the Brisa here says, she's not allowed to get married to somebody until she gives the money. So I'm saying it's just that's a recommendation.
It's a safeguard, right?
But really, Mikadin, we're not saying it doesn't work. It will work
because if she does, if
right,
she
that's the point.
Money, she's an
that's what I'm saying. That's the point. That's a safeguard. But Mikadin,
halakha, she's not an issue. Right. He's married. She's married to him.
Exactly.
She's not an issue. Even if you didn't give the money yet, that holds man. Calls right. Money, then still it's considered a get.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
No.
No,
but if she's married,
if the guy dies and she never gets the money.
That's if he dies.
Okay,
let Lemafreya.
Lemafreya holds man, you're right. But I'm saying now, it's a man in the case, you're right. She's married without really getting
the In that case, in Amun Aleph, when she accepts Kedusha Sheni, according to Rav Huna, they're married in that interim.
Right.
Even though they never gave the money yet.
Right.
So if she's really an HSH, she can't accept.
To complicate this a little more, the case on Amun Aleph that we said that whether she's Pashya the Kibla Kedusha Me'achar was talking about where he did the Tanai after Kedusha, right? And that's what we said was an Afghan Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yehuda. This is talking about a case after Gittin, when she's Pashya the Kibla Kedusha Me'achar. Presumably the two should be the same, but the Ran actually says over there that by Pashya the Kibla Kedusha Me'achar, even if the guy ultimately gives the money, it won't work, according to Rabbi Huna, because she doesn't have Gemira Stas, because she thinks that it wasn't a Tanai. She didn't realize it was a Tanai at the time when she accepted So there could be an Afghan between Pashto Yad Kibla, whether it's after Kedushin or after Gershon. It's not after Gershon.
I hear.
All right.
Fine. Either way, these two prices serve as a Tiyuf Tetra of Yehuda. The Gemara says, Amalekha Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, back, no, I can still get out of this. Hamani, who authored these prices, that was Rabbi, he... Damar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe Kol Omer Amnas Komer Me'achshav Damar. See, all everything's Me'achshav. There's no such thing as a Tanai. Tanai Amnas really means Me'achshav always. But Pligi Rabban Aleb. But the Rabban argue Vana Damik Rabban. I hold like the Rabbanan, says Rav Yehuda, and I hold that it's not a Tanai, and it's only Lichshatitain, only when she or he gives the money over, that's when everything is finalized. So it's a Machlokas. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna is really Machlokas Tanai in between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Okay, Gemara now says Gufa, according to what we just said above. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rebbe, Kol Omer Amnas Komer Me'achshav Dami. Anybody who says Amnas, it really means now it's taking effect, but you have to just make sure to fill that Tanai sometime down the line. So Amar Rebbe Zera Ki Avinu BeBavel. Remember Rebbe Zera? He used to live in Bavel. He left Bavel to go learn there. So Rebbe Zera said, when I used to be back in Bavel, Havramin, I used to say they used to say Hadam Rav Huna Amar Rebbe Kol Omer Amnas Komer Me'achshav Dami. That's Rebbe's opinion, but Pligi Rabban Aleh, Rabban argued. However, Kisal Kalahasim, when I left to there in Eretz Yisrael, Ashrechol le Rebbe Ravasi, the Yosef, the Kamer le Mishmei, the Rebbe Yochanan, I came across Rebbe Asi who was quoting in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, Hakol Modim and Beomer Amanas, Kamer Me'achshav Dami. Everybody agrees, both Rebbe and Rabbanan agree, that whenever you say Amanas, it's Kilu you're saying Me'achshav Dami. Lo Nechleku Ela, Mayom Lachar Misa. The only machlok is between Rebbe and Rabbanan is in a situation where you say Mehayom, and then you also say Lachar Misa. That's where things get complicated. That's the machlokas here. Vatanya, now this Vatanya seems like it's a binichusa. Yeah? Vatanya, the Brisa says, Mayom Lachar Misa, get Veno get according to Divrei Chachamim. And Rebbe Omer Kezeh get. So Rebbe thinks it is a good get, and Chachamim thinks it's not a good get using those double Lashem. But in general, they all agree. Exactly. If it's Almanat, everybody agrees it's Me'achshav, and it would be a good get. Gemara says to the Rav Yehuda, Damer Ba'amanas Nami Pligi, he thinks even in a case where you say Almanas, such a machlokas exists. Gemara says, so Adamiflik b'mahayom lachamisa. From the fact that this Brisa argues in the case of saying Mahayom and also saying lachamisa, Niflik Ba'amanas. Why don't you also teach the other machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbanan, according to Rav Yehuda, that they're also arguing in a case of amanas, that one thinks it's a good get, and one thinks it's a get, veino get. So Gemara says, the reason why not, because lehodiyacha koacha koach the Rebbe. We want to try to show the strength, the position, the extreme position of Rebbe, that he holds the mehayom lachamisa, even in that case, not mihara izeget. It's postured, according to Rebbe, that Amanas is certainly Me'achshav, but even in a case which is more complicated, when you say Me'ayom and Lachamisa, even that's considered a good get.
Is that why?
So then the Gemara says, why not say the other way around? Niflek be'almanas l'diyacha koch derbanam. Why not say that the Rabbanan case, even a case which seems simple and very clear of Amanas, even in Amanas case, they still think it's not a Tanai. teach the position of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara invokes this concept that we've seen many times, Koach Da'atir Adif. It's always better to show the position, the extreme position of the one who thinks Mutter, as opposed to the one who thinks Asr. Okay, the Gemara now says, Al Menashe Etein Lecha Makan V'chulei. So the Gemara says, guy says to a woman, I'm going to pay you $200 within the next 30 days. So long as he pays her within 30 days, it's a good kedushin. Pshita, this is very obvious. Why would you think otherwise? Mara says, Mal the same malav tanai hava ulizuze kamar. Maybe when he says 30 days, it's not really, it doesn't really mean 30 days and that's it. He's just trying to be mizaris himself. I'll pay you within 30 days, don't worry about it. And he ends up being a little bit lazy, pays her in 45 days from now. So one would think it's still a good kedushin. He didn't really mean dafka 30 days. Kamash Milan, no, we take it seriously. He meant 30 days. Mara says, I'm not sure Yeshli Masayim Zuz Vechule. He says, I have $200. So if he has $200 in his possession, in his bank, it's good. B'nei Hashemah Yeshlo. Which line is this going on?
So we're saying if he doesn't have, it's not a Kedushin.
So maybe he does have. V'yotan, and furthermore, the Brisa tells us, Chashin and Shema Yeshlo. The Brisa itself asks the question, maybe he does Taka have. Mara says, Lo Kasher, Hab Kedushay Vandai, Hab Kedushay Safik. Now what we're saying is, our Mishnah says, if he doesn't have, so it's not Kedushay Vadai, but it would still be Kedushay Safik. He might still have. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, you see Rashi V'yeshlo? Rashi around halfway down the line says, V'yeshlo, Mashmash Yesh Edim Yesh Yeshlo. He has Edim. He has a bank statement, which says he has $200 in his bank. But if he doesn't have Edim, Einam Kudash is not a good Kedushin. Umuteres L'Achesh, she can marry somebody else. V'amai, just because he doesn't have Edim, but maybe Taka has money though. So that's what the Gemara says. You're right. It's not a Kedushay Vadai because we can't prove that he has $200, but it's a Kedushay Safek because it's very possible that he does have Kedushay, he does have $200, and therefore it's Kedushay Safek. Gemara now says, Al Menashe Erecha Mesayim Zuz, so long as I show you $200 of mine. Gemara says, Lo Niskabnu Elo Liros Mishilo. Even though he says, I'm going to show you $200, he obviously means his own $200, even though he didn't say that. He's not trying to show $200 of somebody else's money.
Show me the money.
Very good. So the Gemara says, "V'maharelo al shulchanin mukudeshes." If he shows her money, here's $200 on a random table. Pshita. Of course, it doesn't work. Gemara says, "Lo tzricha de avagav de naked de mebiska." Maybe he's showing money of his that he's investing into some type of business. Where he's going to split some of the profits. So since he has partial ownership of the $200 that's there, that might be sufficient. Kamashman's not enough. She wants to see $200 of his own money, not the only 50% of it.
Hard cash that she could bring.
Like exactly. Exactly. Okay, we'll stop here.
That's good.
A wonderful day.
This is Alam de Shaddaf. Yes.